Brandon McManus in 2013, Riley Dixon playing against him, you know, in game 14 this year. And then I think that Casey's one of the best in the league. So those guys, you build around them. I love the core. I loved when I came in on the interview, Vance's energy. You know, it's just one of those deals where it came contagious, and I look forward to being here.
How different of a player is McManus now compared to when you had him in 2013?
You know, I don't know that yet, really, until I get back with him. In 2013, the big thing that I did with him is I wanted, I call it feed the stud. I want him to kick the heck out of the ball, use his big leg talent. I'm not going to hold that back. So all I can tell you is what we're going to be. He's going to power the ball. That's who he is. He's going to live to his identity. You know, I'm not going to try and hold him back here, there, kickoffs, field goals. We're going to go back and not try and get real cute with our technique. We're going to let him be a power kicker.
They had some technical issues last year, a lot of things. Told men on the field, various things. Is that something Vance discussed with you, is ironing some of those things out?
You know, I'll be upfront with you. I don't get into the past. I'm a big fixed guy. I'm not going to be a fault guy. Anything that happens, so what you'll find out within the media, anything that goes down there that goes bad on special teams, it's on me. I'm going to fix it, though. I guarantee you that. So I'm a fixed guy. I'm going to go to the fixed part of it and never, ever be a fault guy. But no, in terms of, you know, I got a job to do. I'm going to get those guys. If there's 12 on the field, that's on me. We're going to fix that, and it's going to be right going forward.
What is something the overall theme, your philosophy on special teams?
Biggest philosophy that I have is half-court offense, full-court defense. So offensively, from a return standpoint, we want to give our offense a half-court to work with. We want to give our defense a full-court to work with. So in essence, really what we're trying to do is field position. If we get a turnover, for example, we don't call it a turnover on our special teams. We'll call it points. Any turnover on special teams because of the ball being punted 50 yards or kicked 60 yards, when you get a turnover, it's already in field goal range. So we call them points. So all we're trying to do is half-court offense, full-court defense, control field position.
Coach, Pat McAfee had a lot of praise for you. On that, did you have to hear any of that? It was very effusive.
You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't even look. I'm that guy, and I'll be upfront with you. In 10 years, I haven't even looked at anything from the standpoint of reading this, reading that. It's nothing against you guys, do a great job, but I really just focus on what I have in front of me. I love Pat. He's the best. You know, he's a great man, and I appreciate anything he said about me.
You won't have a big presence on social media during the season or anything like that?
I don't even know. You know, they laugh at me. I didn't even know what Twitter was until about a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the specialist that I had, Vinny, just laughs. Those guys laugh. They have to show me on the phone. I'm that guy that they have to set the alarm. And it's pretty ugly, but I really don't.
Beyond the kicking specialist, from watching the film, what are some of the special teamers that have impressed you?
You know, you don't ever want to just go one, you know, with one guy. I like this whole core. We played them game 14. And I thought that this core was a core that was going to dominate us possibly at Indy if we didn't play very, very well that game. I love the whole core. I'm not going to point one guy out yet. Okay, we get done with training camp. We get into that early season. I'll have a better feel for who these guys really are and what they really can do. I love the core. We're going to be great on special teams. We've got great specialists, and hopefully we'll win the Super Bowl.